Okay, Rabbi, so let's carry on a little bit. We're in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis. The additions and the changes of that filler in the Aser Zimit Shuvah. Rabbi said, we will get back to Rosh Hashanah. Shortly we'll get back to Rosh Hashanah, but now we're going to be talking a little bit about the changes of the davening during Aser Zimit Shuvah. The reason being, why do we talk about the changes of the tefillah before we actually talk about Rosh Hashanah? This is surely Aser Zimit Shuvah related. How does it come into it before Rosh Hashanah? Meaning?
It is,
of course, because Rosh Hashanah is the first Aser Zimit Shuvah. So it makes sense to have it. It's the first halacha really relevant to Aser Zimit Shuvah. Okay, to Rosh Hashanah. Aser Zimit Shuvah Oimer HaMelech HaKodesh, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis Sif Aleph. Aser Zimit Shuvah during the Aser Zimit Shuvah. Oimer, he says, HaMelech HaKodesh, instead of HaKel HaKodesh. HaMelech HaMishpat, instead of Veimtor, if he made a mistake, Oi, or Shomesupaka is in doubt. He's not quite sure. What did I say now? That's assuming he knows he's saying Shemana Esa, you know, nowadays. If he chaps, he's not sure anymore what he said. Did he say HaKel, or did he say HaMelech? So now, if you are mamash up to that bracha, you go to the beginning. If you remember, before you step back, then the halacha is, if it's just before you step back, you go to the beginning of HaPoch V'chozel HaShiva Shiftinu V'oim Misham V'elech Al HaSeda. V'im Loi Nizka Ad Sh'ok HaRaglov. If you step back already, and suddenly you realize, oh, what did I say now? Not sure what I said. Then the halacha is, Chozel HaRosh, you go to the beginning. You go to the beginning. So what we learn in the Rabbi Sai, in one word, what we are saying is, that the ending of HaMelech HaKodesh and the ending of HaMelech HaMishpat is what we call in plain English, it's Ma'akev. Now, the Mishnah Berurah said in Zivkot Na'ala, Paseh Zimit Shuvah, Pamaril Kostav Yesh Mekoyim Ushna Gilem Ma'aroves, Bishnei Lo Elet Shil Rosh Hashanah, it is a common minhag, says the Mishnah Berurah, to say the Ma'aroves. What we call nowadays, how do we call Ma'aroves? Piyutim, the people call them Piyutim, which is not very accurate, but that's what we call them. Piyutim, Ve'enu Agin Kem Mekomein, Lefi Shem Shiros Vishvochas, but others don't have the minhag to say that. There's also another minhag which is reported and discussed. At what stage do we say that? Before, yeah. That's not considered an interruption, because it's considered part of the gula, and therefore you're allowed to. Why do we say HaMelech HaKodesh? The Mishnah Berurah in Zivkot and Beis explains. Why do we say HaMelech HaKodesh? Doing a Sezim and Shuvah. What's wrong with HaKel? Why HaMelech? What's the key point? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Zivkot and Beis, second line, HaMelech HaKodesh Mishum Da'achshu V'Me'adin, it is the days of judgment. Shakodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Edon Kol Olam, HaKodesh Baruch Hu sits and judges the entire world. U'Marim Malchus, and he shows his, and he appears with his reign, his Malchus, his royalty, V'Memshal Tishu B'chot B'kol Mishola. Now, there is over here a... there is over here a Mishnah Berurah, a hidden away, like tucked, like an unassuming few words, which is precisely what you mentioned. So what we've learned so far is that if you mess up HaMelech HaKodesh, or you mess up HaMelech HaMish, but you go back to the beginning. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah adds, in brackets, Ein Le'eltzim and Kuf Yud Zayin. What is that referring to? See what we wrote in Kuf Yud Zayin. And Ayil Elm Simen Kuf Yud Ches. What is he referring to, Kufyut Ches? So that's what the Mishnah says of Ben Siv Kotten. Vav, Ein Le'altzim Kufyut Ches, the Shom Kos, like a Ramah La'alocha, the Ramah over there writes, hidden away, tucked away in Simon Kufyut Ches, he says, Te'imom Ha'melech Oiv Tzadoko Mishpat, Kivin Shizkim Melech, that's what you said, no? Since you say the word Melech, and so Alach, so don't go back. Ein Le'altzim Mishnah Busev Kotten, Gimel Mashkosav, Shem Melech Ha'alocha Mazev. It's a bit discussed, it's a bit controversial, everybody agrees to that. And certainly, it's a bit strange that it's not mentioned over here more explicitly. It's like, see what we wrote over there. But the master, that's how we, I think that's how we pass them generally. You know, if you,
Rabbi?
Yeah? Yeah?
You on Rosh Hashanah, you're saying a Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the world. Okay?
Indeed.
But non-Jewish people don't know anything about Rosh Hashanah. It's, you know, so when you say he judges the world, they don't have the opportunity off to Shuva like we do. So how can Hashem judge the world, the non-Jewish part, if you like, if they don't know anything about it?
So aren't we lucky that we do know about it?
I'm saying we know about it, but they don't know about it. So they don't do teshuva.
They don't need to know.
But yet they're still being judged.
No, it's a very good question. The Balei Musa speak about this question. It's a very good question. It is a very good. Balei Musa write about this. The Rishonim asked the question. And so what they say is that we are very, very lucky to have it. So it is true that we have got more opportunity, but it comes together with more obligations. We have got more obligations, more duties, more mitzvahs. It comes together with a opportunity to sort it out. However, the goyim only have got a very limited amount of obligations. Admittedly, they're quite demanding as well for them, but they've got much less expectation. Therefore, it doesn't come with an integral tshuva concept, which is integrated in the calendar. Yeah, but the question is a very good question. Okay, see base. Imam Hakel HaKodesh v'toch de Dibunizka from HaMelech HaKodesh. What happens if somebody said HaKel HaKodesh, whoops, and then he rectifies as HaMelech HaKodesh? So, he did it immediately, sorted out immediately. HaMelech HaKodesh, oh! Toich de Dibu. Says Shulchan Aruch, top of page 108. Shulchan Aruch says, Eino Tzorich Lachzoir, you don't go back, because for toich kede dibo, if you said it toich kede dibo, you said amelech hakodesh, and so you don't go back. V'chein adin ba'amelech ha'mishpat, similar also when it comes to amelech. Ha'mishpat, if you toich kede dibo, you fixed it, you have sorted it out. How long is toich kede dibo? Define toich kede dibo. Couple of words, couple of seconds. Yeah. It's about the length of saying three words. How long does that take? Yeah, you count.
2 seconds.
Time it. You're not timing it, you're counting words.
Less than 2 seconds.
2 seconds? That's how long you've got. I'm timing you. It's approximately. About 2 to 3 seconds. Okay, I don't think it's more than 2 to 3 seconds. I think it's approximately 2 to 3 seconds.
No.
So how long is that? That's you're not pushing more than 3 seconds.
It's much less than 1 second.
Yeah, you
can
step out a bit more than that.
It's not subjective. That's the whole point. It's very objective. Go and ask 100 people. Ask them to stay a long time.
Yeah. So we said that's how long you've got to rectify it. That's how long you've got to rectify it. What happens if you waited more than that? What happens if you said, "Boch ato Hashem, okay, Hakadosh"? Oh, Hamelech Hakadosh. You lost it. Then what happens then? You have to go back. You go back. So it's a close shave. You got to make sure that it's not more than that length.
But no, it's Hamelech Mishpat,
right? Yeah. So we don't go back. Yeah. Yeah. If it's all, yeah, if you forgot it all the way, you go back, yeah. So if it is, so that's what we said earlier, that if, depends, if you forget at what stage, you forget at that point, you go back, yes, you go back, yes, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. Yes, going to the beginning of the bracha. Siv gimel rabbi seb shabbos min time arvis oima yoima bikas me'en sheva melech hakodesh. In on Shabbos by the bracha of me'en sheva, what's the bracha of me'en sheva? Interesting, everybody starts to hum it. It's good. It's, yeah, that's the way, yeah. So you say there, HaMelech HaKodosh as well. V'u'adenim chal roshona b'Shabbos. V'choysim b'shal Shabbos lemat, v'chen b'shichal yom kippur b'Shabbos, you'd also...
If HaMelech replaces Ocher, Anna's Ocher, how come we don't say, HaMelech HaGadadim?
If you say it?
How come we don't?
I don't know, Taka. Why don't we say HaMelech? Why don't we just say how would you say it? Yeah, no, but he's asking. You're right. It's a of course you're right. But he's asking why was he not made the nusach was not was changing instead of adding. You say Hakel and Hamelech.
I think I can answer it. We say in specific places, Kedusha, because we're speaking about the Kedusha of Hashem, so there, in Kedusha terms, we want to refer to Hashem as Melech HaKadosh, and Mishpat, because Mishpat is the
judgment,
Those two, we're not going to say it in a different bracha, because it's not...
No, but he's asking about the bracha of a Melech HaKadosh, why don't we say Hakel and Hamelech? Is that what you're asking? I see.
It's not relevant to it's not relevant to the bracha.
Yeah.
And similarly in Modim, it's not relevant to Modim. That's what I'm suggesting. I don't know if it's right, but
yeah. Rabbi Yisrael Siv Talet teaches us the following interesting halacha. There are those who daven the all the entire tefillos on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur bekiyah. What does bekiyah mean? Bow down a little bit. They are allowed to do that, but they must be aware that they must have a straightening up. They must straighten up, but so far at the end of the brachos. Why do they bow down like this? Where did that come from? Says the Mishnah, "We've got new Yud Gimel Lefishon Utsluim Bedin." We are hanging with the judgment. Is all? It's a bit shaky at that stage. Lefichu Chichavan is spelled the aim of Yiro. Therefore, one must daven with fear and Yiro and trepidation and fear. Don't be too relaxed about these days. So there's an Indian to daven bekiyah over Eimo. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ein noyagin kei, that's not the universal minik. Some do, but it's not the universal minik. Elo yispal bekiyah zroishoy im gufoy belvad. But what is more common is to at least bow down the head a little bit. I don't know why it is still common in the Machzorim. The Machzorim, I never understood exactly what makes which instructions actually make it into the machzah, and which instructions don't make it into the machzah. It sounds to me at times so strange and so inconsistent. And this is for some reason one of those halachas that made it into so many machzorim, that some Eden bowed down all the tefillahs for Shon Yom Kippur, whilst the minhag is certainly not to do that. If anything, it's about bowing down the head a little bit. And even that, it's not halacha, it's just that some people do that. What does it mean, Lizkoif? At what point do you have to straighten your back? Just by Hashem? The Mishnah Berurah says, Lizkoif means, Perish Koidim Shema Borchatu Hashem. Before you even start the bracha, you've got to straighten the back. Because you're not allowed to add to the Takan of Chachamim, therefore you must have the entire bracha must be done in the way the Chachamim established it. So during the bracha is straight, and then Baruch Ato, you have to bow down. So therefore, it has to be done in that process. You can't have it bow down throughout the entire bracha. Yeah. Right, that's Seif Dalet. What about Imloy Oma Zochenu Silafan Alocha for this evening? Imloy Oma Zochenu, if somebody doesn't say Zochenu, Micha Moicha, what happens then? You go back or you don't go back?
Keep going.
Keep solid. Keep strong. And Machzirinoi, so you don't go back. Even if you didn't step back, it doesn't matter. Actually, see my subocha. You don't go back for those. But I didn't similarly top of the page. If you don't say chsoiv, and over sefer namidin achi, also don't go back. Why? Why are they not my akiv? The additions, they're much later origin, says the Mishnah Berurah of cotton design. The reason is because they were established much later. Therefore, person doesn't say it, it doesn't matter. What happened, the Mishnah Berurah says that a person should say, Uchsoiv, how'd you say it? What? What's the next word? Lachayim. And not Lachayim. Mishnah Berurah says you've got to make a shavu underneath the lamet, lechaim and not lechaim. And he adds a view of yomim or elu sheni made din tzorich letaktik uleforit heitev tfilosho. You've got to be very accurate and precise. In those days, davening must be with perfect articulation, sharp, clear, and accurate, with good expression and sharp wording. Mishnah Berurah says you've got to make sure to say Lachayim and not Lachayim. You've got to have your reading skills polished to the perfection, says the Mishnah Berurah. Because these are words that these are days that every word counts. So says the Mishnah Berurah. And he gives another few examples. And what do you add by Kaddish? Mishnah Berurah says it's over here. Le'edel Eilo. Why say Le'edel Eilo?
Up and up.
Up and up. Why? That's right, it is. That's what Levush explains. You say Le'elo, Le'elo, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu sits on a particularly, I don't know what that means exactly, but he means on a particularly high throne. On those days, the Gemara says that he changes seat from one throne to another throne. So it's a particularly high, therefore we say Le'elo twice. Kofrin Le'elo. By the way, how do you say it? You say Le'elo. Ulaylo, or you say, what do you say?
With or without?
With or without?
Yes, yes.
Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, for koflin leelo bechol esesim made shuva bechol kadesh and shoemim. Ebgedin, what do you say? Leelo, leelo, ulaylo, vele, ulaylo. Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, you say leelo, koflin leelo. You say it twice. So what does that sound like? What? I also think that's what he means. And he keeps it parv because he says the. Pardon? He says kofrin. You say it twice. Eilo eilo. Hi. Yeah. No. So he says he seems to be saying leilo leilo. Although it seems to be a depending on various machzorim and uschos. Where does it say Ula'ela? Which one?
In Oscar, it says Ula'ela, Ula'ela.
He does, whether is the U in brackets or not?
Not in the one no. It just says from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, substitute Ula'ela, Verna'ela, Mikol.
And the Vav is not in brackets?
Not in the edition I've got.
Because in this edition it is in brackets. That's also Art Scroll, and he puts the. I don't know if you can see it. It says the open brackets. I know that this is chilukay. It's like every machzor, but it sounds. I'm just trying to understand. According to Mishnah Berurah, it may sound a bit that it's le'elo, just twice without the vav. But I'm not confident that's the Mishnah Berurah sure with certainty. But that's my way. Rabbi said to summarize what we learned this evening. I says in Mishnah we say Hamelach Hakodesh, and we say Hamelach Hamish. But if in doubt, you have to assume you didn't say it. Therefore, Hamelach Kodesh, you have to go back all the way. Hamelach HaMishpat, Mishnah Berurah tells us, you don't have to go back. With regards to Hamelach Kodesh, we say, Toch Kedidibo, which we said is a couple of seconds. Hamelach Kodesh, you rectify the Toch Kedidibo is fine. Further than that, no. B'Shabbos, you're going to say Hamelech HaKodosh. We said that some people bow down during all the Tefillos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but you should make sure to have a straight back for the brachas. Mishmur says anyway, people don't really bow down. All they do is they put the heads down a little bit. In terms of Zecheinu Michamoicha, we don't go back if you forget. A few additions in terms of the articulation, the correct pronunciation. You've got to say Lechaim and you say Le'elo, Le'elo. Okay, these are the halachas for this evening. I wish you a very pleasant evening indeed, Avosan.